that smell? Genie! Nice going. Who did this? That ought to do it for this pot. Who's the idiot who left it on the stove? Shut up! Dad! Mom! What is going on here? Mom would never leave all this stuff out. Hey, Shelly! This shit looks wasted. Shelly, what's the matter? Can't you hear me?
Huh?
You all right, Shell?
People are missing, Vicky. All over the world, people disappeared. Right out of their clothes.
What are you on, Shell? Shelly, what are those fire trucks doing here?
Two trailers burned down last night.
Who?
Maxwell's. And those guys on the other side of the office. Grant, I think. What?
Maxwell's and the Grants were good friends of my parents. They all went to the same church.
Isn't somebody gonna get that? No, really, it's okay. I'll get it. Dad's truck is still here. Why isn't he getting it? Washington's.
Hi, Lionel, right?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Verna at her office. Is your mom there?
She's not up yet. You want me to wake her up?
No, on a big news day like this, though, I figured she'd want to be in the office.
Yeah, I'll let her know you called.
Please.
Where is everyone? Mom, your office called. Mom? Dad? Mom, you in here? Oh, Mom, where are you at? Reese, are you in here? Lucy, Ronnie? Oh, man, don't even tell me.
I couldn't figure out what she was making such a big deal for. Nothing was wrong with the plane that I could tell. Except for her, everything was quiet. Everyone was sleeping.
People are gone. Sir, my husband seems to be... I found
what is she doing
clothes.
With his clothes? We'll be back. What is going on here?
I need to turn on the cabin lights. Excuse me.
Trouble, ma'am?
It's my husband. He's gone.
I'm sorry?
He's disappeared.
What is going on here?
He probably slipped off
people
to the washroom.
Just don't
while
disappear
you were sleeping.
On an airplane.
Would you mind checking? And take this blanket. I'm afraid he's gone off naked. He's a religious person, and I know he'd be terribly embarrassed.
What?
He's gone.
Oh,
off.
No. No! This can't be happening!
It's just a siren. It's not even close to here. Man, why are you so jumpy? Everything's just fine. Everything's just fine.
For Global Network News, this is Monty Harrison. The disappearances have taken their toll on the nation's highways. Individual states are finally beginning to dig their way out of the 16,000 related accidents. They hope to have the mess cleaned up by the time schools reopen in 10 days.
Oh man, they're gonna make us go back to school.
What'd you expect, permanent vacation?
I was hoping.
Besides, Ryan, we gotta be the ones telling everybody about what really happened.
You mean why everybody disappeared?
Well, yeah, except everyone didn't disappear. Did they?
Nope. No, I guess they didn't.
Left Behind. Episode 13, 1,000 Points of Light.
So when I finally made it home from the airport, everyone was gone. My mom, my dad, even my brother and sister.
Wow, man. You must have flipped.
Gotta tell you, Rickman, I was sort of expecting it. As soon as someone on the plane said something about her religious husband disappearing, I knew my family was gone.
Well, it's a tough break. I mean, it's kind of weird, because a month ago I was looking to pound on you.
Yeah, I remember.
You're not still planning on pounding on him, are you?
No. Whatever ticked me off before, it don't mean nothing now.
I hear that.
Yeah, me too. The only thing that's important to me now is to tell as many people as I can about what Jesus is all about and what he did for me.
You say that like everything that's happened is a good thing.
No, what Judd's saying...
Dude! This is a mess! And not just here in Chicagoland. This whole world is one big soup sandwich.
Soup sandwich?
Yeah, that's a new one on me, too.
There ain't nothing you can tell me that'll make me see good in all this.
You sure about that?
Man, don't even!
Listen, I'm gonna go grab another cup of coffee. Why don't you let Judd here tell you what he believes, and you can decide for yourself.
And what if I decide that I want to pound on him again?
Well, then that's your decision.
Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate the support.
Yeah.
Cool. Ryan, come here. Look at this.
What's up? You find some more computer games?
No, look at this.
What is that? Looks like the Elephant Man.
That's me.
It is not.
Yes, it is. I used the scanner over here to scan my face into the computer.
You look like you were kissing the glass.
Yeah, well, you gotta get your face real close.
Hey, can you scan pictures and stuff and then change them around?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how to do it, but I know you can.
That's pretty cool.
Judd said his dad used to make the company newsletter for his work. I'll bet he did it on this computer.
Cool. Hey, let's see what else this thing can do.
Come on, Bob. You gotta be there.
Hey, Vicky, check this out.
I'm on the phone. Hang on a sec. Oh, for crying out loud, I know he wasn't taken in the rapture. Talk to him since then. Either you know when Judd's coming back.
Didn't say. He just said that he and Bruce were going to Lissell's to talk to some kids.
Lissell's? Oh, Lissell's. That's new coffee shop.
Yeah, Lissell's Viennese Cafe. Sounds like the place to be.
Either way, lots of kids have been hanging out there.
I think Bruce is becoming a caffeine junkie.
I think he needs it, Ryan. He doesn't sleep much anymore. He's always studying.
Hey, Vicky, check this out. What does this look like to you?
Looks like Lionel did a nosedive into the scanner.
Is that like a computer crash?
Yeah, Ryan, that's just what it's like.
And in Romans, it says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Oh, well, this Bible really has a lot to say, huh?
You said yourself, man, the world is messed up. Who knows what might happen to you tonight?
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, let me ask you something.
What?
After everything you've seen on the news, everything you know, and everything you've heard tonight from Judd, can you think of any reasons why you shouldn't accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
No.
Well, let me give you some.
What?
Huh?
You know, lots of people tell you that if you accept Christ, then your life is going to get better. Everything is finally going to be all right. Unfortunately, that's just not the way it is.
Bruce?
Jesus said that if you follow him, you must take up your cross daily. Now, just like the Roman cross was heavy, well, the stuff you're going to have to deal with will be heavy, too.
What do you mean?
Well, the next several years are going to get tougher and tougher for Christians. The Bible promises persecution, not a tiptoe through the tulips.
What's the point?
Don't get me wrong. The payoff is going to be awesome and eternal. Like forever. But until that time, well, you're going to get slammed, humiliated, made fun of, and abused. That's the price of following Christ. And let's face it, we don't need any more phony Christians. There were enough of those left behind the first time.
Wow.
So, can you think of any reason why you shouldn't accept Christ right now?
A few.
Bottom line, everything Judd told you is still true. I just want you to know what you're in for. I want you to understand that there is a cost to believing.
How do you know it's worth it?
Well, it doesn't take much to top the alternative. I tell you what, take this Bible
man, I don't want to...
No, it's okay. I have more. Take this Bible and read through the passages that we marked. Can you make it back here tomorrow night?
Sure.
Good, that'll give you time to really think about it, and if you decide that you still want to accept Christ as your Savior, well, we'll be only too happy to help you, right, Judd?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, listen, I'm going to bolt.
Okay.
I'll see you here tomorrow, though.
Good.
And I'll think about it.
No, we'll pray for you.
Okay. See you, Thompson.
Yeah, later, Rickman. Why'd you do that?
Do what?
Bruce, the guy was right at the door and you slammed it on him.
No, I just made him think about what he was doing, that's
but
all.
But he was ready.
He was ready to repeat a prayer. I just want to make sure he's not buying insurance.
You think that's what he was doing?
We'll find out tomorrow.
We're back. Anybody home?
We're down here.
They must be playing with the computer.
Yeah, listen, Judd. I just want to tell you that I think you're doing a good job here.
What do you mean?
I mean taking Lionel and Ryan and Vicky into your house. Being responsible for them. Taking care of them.
To be honest with you, I'd probably go nuts if they weren't here. They give me something to do.
I understand. I keep my nose buried in Bible study. Then sharing with you and the Trib Fours.
The Tribulation Fours!
Right, I know, it sounds weird. You know, but those guys are really soaking up the scriptures. Ray Steele and Buck are always studying, and Chloe's memorizing the prophetic books right now.
Wow. Maybe we should be doing more memorizing.
Can't hurt.
Hey, Bruce. Hey, Judd.
Hey, Vic.
Listen, here's that package you asked me to pick up for you, Vicky.
Oh, cool. No problems finding it?
No, not at all.
Oh, what do I owe you?
A home-cooked meal. Whenever.
Deal.
What's the big secret in the bag?
Oh, I promise not to tell.
You'll find out soon enough anyway.
Great. Just what I need. More mysteries.
Ha ha ha. Suffer.
Hey, let's go check on the Wonder Twins, huh?
Hey, show them that thing we did.
Yeah, you guys will love this.
Is that Nikolai Carpathia?
Yeah, we scanned it from People magazine.
What happened to his arms?
We reversed them.
I see.
And you've got him saying, Jesus loves you. Interesting.
Just like an old comic book.
I know it's all a joke, but we really need to be careful with this guy. I think it's clear that Nikolai is the Antichrist.
Yeah, we're just goofing around.
I know. I just want to make sure we don't lose sight of how dangerous this man is.
Got it.
Anything happen while we were away?
Yeah, awful news.
What?
School reopens in 10 days.
Really? I was wondering how long that would take.
Still don't know what I'm gonna do. Even if there was a bus to my school in Rolling Meadows, I wouldn't want to ride it.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it, Lionel. I'll make a couple of calls. We'll get you into Prospect with Ryan.
Do you have to?
Don't even start. Worst that could happen is I could make you look cool.
You'll make me look tall.
Come on, you guys. Fight nice.
We're just kidding around.
Yeah, make sure both of you know that.
Right. I'm gonna go home and heat up a TV dinner.
Well, we got food here.
I know. Thanks. I've got some studying to do, though. A whole bunch of praying, too.
Well, okay.
Can I talk to you for a second, Judd?
Yeah, of course.
Listen, about what we were talking about.
About taking them all in?
Yeah. I just want you to understand what an incredible responsibility this is for you also.
You're really on a responsibility kick, aren't you?
Yeah. And I know you understand what I'm saying. Ryan and Lionel are good kids, but sometimes they are like oil and water.
I'm hoping it's just a phase.
Well, maybe it is, but who knows how long it's going to last.
I suppose.
Just keep an eye on them.
That's my job.
And Vicky, too. You know, I'm really happy to see the changes in her in the last month.
Yeah, she's not exactly the same gothic-looking chick she was a month ago.
And, she's not done changing yet.
Huh?
See you tomorrow.
See you, Bruce.
And don't forget what I said. You're responsible.
Yeah, so you've said.
Judd, can you give me a hand for a second?
Yeah, what do you need?
Can you help me rinse my hair?
Say what?
I'm rinsing the color out of my hair.
What did you do to that sink? It's black.
Don't worry, it'll come out.
It better. I.
What are you staring at?
Your hair. It's red.
Oh, well, that's what color red hair is.
I thought your hair was black.
I had it colored.
Why?
Because my parents didn't want me to.
Ah, Comprende.
Okay, you gonna help me or not?
What do I need to do?
Just run the water on my hair. I can't tell if I'm getting it all in the back.
Okay. Sure. I've never done this before.
Probably never again.
We can only hope.
What?
Nothing. Oh, Lord. I'll do anything you want me to. Just don't let Lionel or Ryan see me now.
Okay, that's good. Hand me that towel.
Here you go.
Thanks, Judd. I appreciate it.
Don't mention it to anyone. Ever.
Oh, I suppose you're too tough to want anyone to find out that you did that, huh?
Whatever.
Hey, tough guy. I want to ask you a favor.
I don't know how to do French braids.
I could teach you.
How about no?
No. I was wondering if you would drive me to Michigan to my brother's place.
I thought your brother was gone.
Yeah, he is. But I've been trying to get hold of his roommate.
Bob?
Bub. I've been calling for a few days. There's no answer. I just want to know he's okay.
Well, I don't think it's a good idea to go driving over there right now.
Well, I don't mean this minute. I was thinking tomorrow.
Bruce and I have an appointment tomorrow. Besides, I don't want to leave Ryan and Lionel here by themselves.
Well, they can come with. I don't care.
I don't know, Vic. The roads are still pretty messed up. I don't think I want to be driving on him too much. Besides, the schools are going to reopen
school?
Soon. What happens?
Are you kidding me? You're going to go back to school?
Well, yeah.
Why?
Because it's the law, I guess.
Come on, Judd. If Bruce is right and the tribulation starts soon, we've only got 7 years left anyway. What's the point of wasting that time at school?
I thought we all decided that was the point. The underground, remember? We know, they don't.
Yeah, well.
Look, Bruce is hammering me on keeping this place in line, all right? I'm sorry. I just don't think a Michigan road trip is the best plan right now.
Well, I guess you're the boss.
Your hair looks good. That went well.
All right, let's wrap this meeting up so we can get home. The proposal has been made to change the name of Prospect High School to Nikolai Carpathia High School and Lincoln Middle School to Global Community Middle School. I would just like to say that I believe we're at a crucial moment in the history of humankind. This last month has been crazy beyond anything we've seen before. One man has given us hope, direction. I'd like our community of Mount Prospect to be among the first to recognize the greatness of Nikolai Carpathia this way by naming a school after him. Coach Hamilton, please.
I just wanted to ask if you plan to change the mascot from the Knights as well.
Principal Janice?
The plan right now is, if we do change the name of the school, to change the team name to the Doves.
Oh, for crying out loud.
These are issues that we need to vote on. I say we get to it. Now, all in favor of changing the name of Prospect High School to Nikolai Carpathia?
He was going to school in Rolling Meadows before the disappearances. Given his situation now, I think it'd be best to get him enrolled at Prospect.
And his parents?
His parents aren't around right now. As his pastor, I'm kind of taking care of things until they're reunited.
I applaud your sense of duty.
Thank you.
I don't think there'll be any problem getting Lionel into our school.
Great. Thanks.
By the way, I should tell you, the school has had a name change.
Is that so?
I gotta tell you, Rickman, I'm surprised to see you came back.
Thought about blowing you guys off. Tell the truth, I don't know why I didn't.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Look, I'll tell you right out. I'm not sure this Christian rap or whatever is for me, you know?
Not really. What are you saying?
Well, I'm saying I'm not interested in joining the God Squad. You know, being a Christian. Whatever you call it.
Any reason?
Well, to tell you the truth, most of the people I know that disappeared, I ain't gonna miss. They weren't in my crowd anyway. See, I'm not like you, Thompson. My family's still here. My friends are still here.
But there's less time than you think.
You said yourself, there's 7 years. That's plenty of time to change my mind.
That's right. There are 7 years, but they are not going to be pretty. Wars, famine, disease, death. And not in some foreign country either, right here.
So what's the difference? It's the way it is now.
You're not getting it.
No! I think you're not getting it. I'm not buying, okay? It's my answer, so set your sights on someone else.
Well, that's just great. Last night I thought we had him.
Well, we may have, but what's far more important is that God gets him.
So, if he had prayed last night, you still think it wouldn't have been real?
Judd, I'm just doing what I know to do. And what I know and what God knows are two vastly different things.
Yeah? You awake, Judd?
I am now. What's up?
We just wanted to make sure you were okay.
You seemed kind of miffed last night.
Not at you guys.
At Vicky?
No. I was just bummed because this guy that Bruce and I were talking to for a few hours the other night just blew us off.
Dude, we gotta get used to that. My Uncle Andre blew me off before he died, too.
I know, but I really thought he was gonna become a believer. I feel like I blew it.
So you're not mad at us or at Vicky?
No.
Good.
Why do you keep asking me that?
Oh, no reason.
Ryan?
Vicky took off this morning.
She what?
She took off from Michigan. I found this note by the phone.
Let me see that. Hitchhiking to Michigan to see if I can find Bub back soon. Love, Vicky. That's it?
I guess.
She doesn't even say where in Michigan she's going. How are we supposed to find her?
Hey, you got me, man.
Why didn't she just ask you for a ride?
She did ask me for a ride. I didn't think it was a good idea.
Probably better than hitchhiking.
No kidding. If I'd have known she was just gonna take off like that, I would have driven her. Man, this is all I need.
It's with you. It's not your fault.
Bruce has been laying all this responsibility stuff on me lately.
Look, there's nothing you can do about this. She just up and left.
Because I wouldn't bring her.
Look, man, let's figure out whose fault it is later. Right now, let's figure out where she is.
How are we gonna do that?
You know what time she left?
No idea. Found the note when we got up.
If she left early enough, she could be there already.
No, it takes longer than that to drive there, especially with the highways all messed up.
So what are we gonna do?
You wanna call Bruce?
Let's wait a while before we do that. I'd like to try and take care of this without him.
Well, whatever we do, it better be quick.
Yeah, before she ends up a statistic on our nation's highways.
Thanks, Ryan. That helps.
Thanks for the ride. Nice talking to you.
You too. Good luck.
Thanks. Man, that wasn't so tough. Let's see if I can get another family. Oh, suppose a truck is as good as a car.
Well, looky here. If it ain't a pretty little girl.
Hey.
Where are you going, little girl?
Mount Prospect, northwest of Chicago.
Well, you on the wrong side of the highway. This side's going away from Shine.
Oh, my mistake. I'll just turn around.
You don't gotta be afraid of us, little girl.
Yeah, because it's not like I smell booze or anything like that.
We're still drinking.
You want one?
No, thanks. I'm just going to start heading home.
Well, come on in, honey. You can sit right here between us.
Yeah, we'll take a lady like you anywhere you want to go.
That's okay.
You had your thumb out there. Now, where do you want to go?
Nowhere.
Oh, no, you don't.
Leave me alone.
You ain't getting away from me!
No!
Gotcha! No! No, little girl! We're gonna have some fun!
Get off of me!
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out The Underground at leftbehind.com. And for more information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.